Well, today is October 13th. It is, of course, the month of the Rosary. And today is the anniversary of Our Lady's final apparition at Fatima, October 13th, 1917. So 97 years ago today, Our Lady appeared at Fatima and 70,000 people saw the miracle of the sun. Imagine 3 years from now, we'll be celebrating the 100th anniversary of Fatima and the great miracle that occurred there. Let me read to you some of the paragraphs about what happened on that day, because this is very important for us to hear this message again. And this comes from Our Lady's Fatima's Peace Plan from Heaven, a very good and accurate detail of what happened that day. By now, all Portugal was stirred by the events taking place at Fatima, suddenly the most important spot in the land. Particularly were the newspapers interested, especially in the statement that a great miracle was to take place. Many reporters and photographers were on hand to record the events, or to prove that the statements were nothing more than lies. On the days preceding October 13th, all roads led to Fatima, with people coming from all parts of the land in any form of transportation they could find. Many walked for miles over the rough fields. It rained all the night of the 12th and the morning of the 13th. By noon, more than 70,000 had crowded into the cova. Standing in mud up to their ankles, they huddled together under umbrellas, seeking protection from the relentless rain as they prayed their rosaries. Shortly after noon, the lady arrived for her final appearance. She told the children, "I am the Lady of the Rosary. I have come to warn the faithful to amend their lives and to ask pardon for their sins. They must not offend our Lord anymore, for he is already too grievously offended by the sins of men. People must say the Rosary. Let them continue saying it every day." As the lady was about to leave, she pointed to the sun. Lucia excitedly repeated the gesture, and people looked into the sky. The rain had ceased, the clouds parted, and the sun shone forth, but not in its usual brilliance. Instead, it appeared like a silver disk, pale as the moon, at which all could gaze without straining their eyes. Suddenly, impelled by some mysterious force, the disk began to whirl in the sky, casting off great shafts of multicolored light, red, green, blue, yellow, violet. The enormous rays shot across the sky at all angles, lighting up the entire countryside for many miles around, but particularly the upturned faces of the 70,000 spellbound people. After 3 minutes, the wonder stopped, but was resumed again a second time and a third time, three times in all, within about 12 minutes. It seemed that the whole world was on fire, with the sun spinning at a greater speed each time. Then a gasp of terror rose from the crowd, for the sun seemed to tear itself from the heavens and come crashing down upon the horrified multitude. "It is the end of the world," shrieked one woman. "Dear God, don't let me die on my sins," implored another. "Holy Virgin, protect us," cried a third. All were on their knees in terror, asking pardon for their sins. Just when it seemed that the ball of fire would fall upon and destroy them, the miracle ceased and the sun resumed its normal place in the sky, shining forth as peacefully as ever. When the people arose from the ground, cries of astonishment were heard on all sides. Their clothes, which had been soaking wet and muddy, now were dry and clean. Many of the sick and crippled had been cured of their afflictions. When the miracle of the sun was taking place, the children alone were privileged to witness several remarkable visions in the heavens. As Our Lady had promised, Saint Joseph had come with the Holy Family and he had blessed the world. Then Our Lady appeared as the Mother of Sorrows, accompanied by her divine Son, who also blessed the world. Finally, Lucia had seen the Blessed Virgin Mary, dressed in the brown robes of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, crowned as Queen of Heaven and Earth, holding a brown scapular in her hand with her infant Son upon her knee. However, in none of these visions had any of the figures spoken to the children. Truly, it had been a great day for Portugal. The reporters, many of whom had come to scoff, gave long and detailed accounts of what had taken place, while the newspapers published many photographs of the great crowds and of the children. Although these were released to the entire world, copies are on file in the U.S. Library of Congress, few people outside Portugal paid any attention to these events, and newspapers in most countries ignored the story completely. So there you have it, the account of the great miracle of the sun. Our Lady had appeared from May 13th until October 13th each month, giving messages, telling the children to pray the rosary, to do penance, to pray for the end of the war, and of course to pray the rosary every day for peace. And so to prove it was truly Our Lady, God worked a great miracle called the miracle of the sun. And in this, we see people were healed, they were converted, they repented of their sins, and 70,000 people witnessed this. Even the socialist newspapers reported on this the next day, as was mentioned here. So again, what a great day we celebrate today, Day of Our Lady of Fatima. And again, in just 3 years, we'll be celebrating the 100th anniversary of this great event.